free therapy. Every week, right about this time, we kind of open it up to you. We get a lot of messages on Facebook, some emails even. Just, you got issues, and we like to highlight them from time to time.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Travis, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. All right, so... It's an interesting scenario you got. You messaged us on Facebook. Thanks for allowing us to call you on this.
Because honestly, we're like, we got to talk to this guy.
Right. Walk us through the issue you're having.
Okay. All right. It's a little awkward. I'm going to just warn you. It's a little awkward.
Okay.
I don't want my girlfriend to find out about Gary.
Okay. Gary. Who's Gary?
Okay. All right. Let me break it down. Okay. Okay. I'm starting to get the feeling that my cat... Which name is Gary?
Oh, the cat is... Okay.
Yeah, the cat is Gary, yeah.
Okay.
Your cat,
yeah, I didn't want to confuse... Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. Yeah, my cat name is Gary. But I'm starting to think that my cat was pulled away from the mother too soon. You know, like when they're kittens and they take them away from the mom too soon and they still have attachment.
Okay.
Okay, what makes you think that?
That's the scenario. Well, not starting to think, scratch that. I know that's the scenario because... pretty much, he's a rescue. I had him about 4 months, but he's 3 years old.
Okay.
This is the issue. Every time I get into the shower and get out and get in bed and relax, he jumps in the bed and runs straight for my nipples. Like,
wait.
So what does he do?
Back the drug up. Is he trying to nurse?
Exactly. This is why I believe he was pulled away from the mom too soon. Because I guess he think I got milk or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have never heard of this. Oh, boy.
Okay.
But see, this is the thing. I push him off. Like, I have to literally push him off the bed, but I try not to hurt him, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And it's like I'm fresh up for work a lot of times. I work construction, so a lot of times I'd be tired. I get in the shower and I'd be so tired. I can't keep fighting with him, so I just eventually, sometimes, I just let him have his way.
But Gary doesn't get anything. Is he not figuring that out?
Listen,
is it not about
Kelly,
that, really?
Kelly, let Gary have his moment. Sorry, Travis. So continue.
And that's not even the kicker. The problem is, okay, being that, you know, we have that nipple situation going on.
Right, we got it.
Yep.
Okay, the problem is, I usually stay at my girlfriend's house. She came, she visited my house like once, twice, never really stayed long.
Sure.
Okay.
But she is like so adamant about, you know, coming to, you know, weekend or whatever, spend time here. And I'm just concerned about, you know, Gary having one of his nipple episodes with her. My Tuesday. Either way is gonna be bad. Whether we're laying in the bed and he jumps on her nipple or my nipple, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, I can see. Travis, this is a unique situation.
It's unique. We're going to need like a cat psychologist or somebody like that. A cat whisperer to call in because this is beyond my education.
Travis, our text line has exploded. you, my friend, have the gold star for the best call we've had in 2019 so far.
And thank you for your bravery.
We salute you.
The biggest problem is, you know, a lot of females are like cat lovers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She's not one of them. She doesn't like animals like that. But I kind of persuade her, like, you know, let her know, I got a cat, but it's cool, you know. So I'm just hoping Gary acts accordingly when she gets there.
Listen.
Enough, she doesn't like animals, so that's going to make it even worse.
Travis, you got to tell your girlfriend, listen, Gary's affectionate. Gary's very friendly.
extremely friendly.
Yeah, Travis, thank you so much. Hang out. We got a lot of suggestions pouring in on text here for you.
And I just love that your cat's name is Gary. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Gary. Oh, my God. Text message 502-571-9970. Isabel, OMG, that poor man and his special kitty. Maybe his girl likes cats. Maybe she can help. He needs a cat whisperer. Well, Gary just said that she doesn't. So, you know what?
Travis is talking, Gary's not talking. Gary's the cat.
Sorry. Gary is the cat. Sorry, yeah. I got names mixed up. Uh-huh. Travis is talking. Like, I have a cat named Dennis who will go after earlobes.
Okay.
Like if you're sitting on the couch or whatever, she'll jump up on the couch and like start attacking your earlobes.
Okay.
And just start licking. And especially if you're a female and you've got earrings.
Oh.
She goes for those.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
So I don't know.
Avoid them.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. Poor Travis.
Oh, boy.
Just need some help with Gary.
I don't want my girlfriend to find out about Gary.
Gary is his cat
and
who has a chest fetish.
A little fascination.
A little fascination, if you will.
With his area.
With his tender areas.
Sure. His tender areas. That's what we'll
text
say.
Messages at 502-571-9970. Sounds like Gary's giving him TNS, tender nipple syndrome. It's real.
Yeah, no, that probably... Yeah.
Another text from Justin. You can't hate Gary's nipple game. Well,
a little. I would. It sounds uncomfortable.
Another text. OMG, I'm dying. I'm on the floor right now putting my shoes on as my dog is sitting, as I'm dog sitting for a friend listening to poor Travis and Gary, and the female dog just tried to.
No. No.
Well.
Oh.
Hump me from behind.
Oh, no.
I'm already over this day. Another text, OMG, just spit out my orange juice all over my windshield while going down the road. Yeah, that is.
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Holly texts in and says, I realized about my dog. This is something, as weird as it sounds, my dog, who's two, tries to, you know, lick my earlobes. It's awkward. And I realized he does this after I've been gone. It's like he missed me way too much. So maybe Gary just misses Travis when he's gone at work.
In an interesting way.
Another text. Hilarious. Prep the girlfriend for the cat. If the cat doesn't like her, get rid of her. Get
rid of the girlfriend?
I guess. Get a water bottle and spray the cat when he tries to suckle.
Oh, suckle.
Don't let him do it, period. Yeah, so someone's like, hey, Travis just needs to kick Gary out of, like, the bedroom.
Right.
You know, just like, make sure Gary can't get in a room that he's in at night.
I need, like, a cat trainer to, like, chime in and give us the best method for breaking Gary of his... suckling.
Do we need to break Gary?
Well, I feel
Lacey,
like we do.
Lacey, I feel like is an expert.
Okay.
Because Lacey texts in, and here's the thing. We don't verify anybody who texts in or tweets us that what they're saying is true. We'll just...
open forum.
Yeah, we'll just kind of assume that what you're saying is true. Lacey says, cat nursing is totally normal. And the nipple situation is a little extreme, but to each their own.
Okay.
My mom's cats actually have a blanket... they nurse on, and my mom has to sit with them while they do it.
Okay.
Jamie texts in and says, he needs a booby attachment like the father in Meet the Parents. Travis needs to just do that. Oh, my gosh. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. At least his own won't be getting all tender.
Another text. If you're going to let your cat do that to your nipple and you're a guy, you should at least give your cat a female name. Hashtag nipple bandit. Well, here's the thing. He probably gave the cat, Gary the cat, the name before he realized this was an issue.
Sure.
So, I mean, once the cat's name is set, you're not going to...
Well, but boy cats nurse too when they're born. So that's not like, okay. It's just all of it.
It just sounds weird saying Gary sucks on my nipples.
Well, we don't. Why I didn't tell a lot of people.
I don't need you to say that.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, another text that says, well, maybe he just puts a shirt on.
That could also be.
Well, then he's going to still be biting at the shirt.
Why am I just now thinking of this?
That sounds like probably one of the more simpler solutions.
Like, that could have been a very simple solution.
Yeah,
I'm just going to put a shirt on so Gary can't have his way with my nips.
Well, exactly. And then when girlfriend comes over for the special time, then you don't let Gary in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Period.
So you know how if an animal is like, wedding in your house or something like that, you put like hot sauce or pepper or things in the areas that your animal does that in. So because your animal will always sniff and it'll smell its scent.
There is actual spray for that that's not going to ruin your carpet.
I say that to get to Harry's suggestion, who says, hey, why don't you just put some hot sauce on your nips?
Oh, God. That's evil. Wow. Straight. Okay.
And by the way, if you are just tuning in and you're like, I have no idea what in the world they are talking about.
This is a segment called Free Therapy.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, welcome to the show. My name is Ben. That's Kelly.
Hi there.
And so it's Travis had called in, and Gary, his cat, likes to...
has a fascination with his special tender areas.
His tender areas.
Yes.
And
in
he's
the chest
worried,
region.
He's worried when his girlfriend comes over, Gary may not leave her alone either.
Yeah, well, and she's not a big fan of animals to begin with, so this could be a big issue.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people texting in. I bet Travis gets some serious... tender nipples.
Yes, that sounds very painful.
Oh my gosh, Randy just sent us a text message with a screenshot. They make pillows for nursing happy cats.
Oh my gosh.
Solution.
Holy cow.
That is
a pet suckling
unexpected.
Pillow?
A pet
Hang on
suckling?
A second. Let
okay?
let me dive
I
into
hate
this
the word
real quick.
Suckling so much.
A
oh,
pet
God.
Suckling pillow.
Okay.
It's $33.45 available on Amazon. Thank God for Amazon.
It was anxiety.
All right.
But you know what? Hashtag priceless if it solves this problem.
There you go. All right. So if you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Wow. Right? Wow.
That is free therapy, my friends.
Yes, it is.
On 99.7 DJX.